Okay, John, yeah, I was just curious. I remember you mentioned that in the past there, you're working on that. I like some of the history about those companies. I don't know if it's Collins or Hammerland or I forget the other names that are out there, but I remember the one video I watched talked about how the one company was famous for its variable capacitors, and other companies started catching on and doing the same thing and stuff like that. I guess that was a big deal at the time to manufacture those.
Okay, copy that, yeah. Well, towards the end of the way I used that National, that receiver could have started going deaf on me, and I really didn't know it. The 40 meters was always quite strong for me, and, you know, all the way around for everything I did, so, you know, that was one thing that I could see not knowing what the other bands were doing, you know. But anyway, yeah, I definitely have to get back into stuff. I actually made up a rack on wheels that has all that. Now I need a bigger rack because I want to add stuff, you know. And because in the process, I picked up an SB220. It needed work. It was DOA. When I got it, power supply issue. So it's like, you know, I could use that. I could, you know, but I didn't have any plans to have power. You know, now I got it. You know, just sort of funny how everything just keeps on building on each other.